Well, you've heard of the five love languages. What about the four attachment styles? We've been going over different ones over the last few days, including anxious attachment style, avoidant attachment style, which Jason, when he took the quiz, that's what his score came out to be, avoidant. Today is disorganized attachment style, and we're also going to be joined on the phone by a therapist, Coach Ryan. I actually saw him on TikTok. It kind of got me thinking about all this stuff.
That's where you're going to therapy these days.
It's free.
Yeah.
It's
just
affordable.
Just got to find the right ones. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, they're like, do whatever you want. Screw people over. It's your world.
Right. You can find people like that.
Right.
And this guy has millions of views, and he spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like very straightforward. We'll talk to him in just a second. But here's a little bit about disorganized attachment.
Do you have a combination of anxious and avoidant attachment style? Here's what happens inside the mind of a disorganized attachment style. 1. You start to mentally spiral when you really like someone and your defense mechanisms kick in. 2. You pull away and act cold as a test to see how much they really like you.
Oh, that's fun for the other person, especially if you don't know you're doing it, that's why you're doing it. The other person's like, oh, we're going along great. And they're like, I'm purposely pulling away to see if you really like me.
Right. Talk about mixed signals.
Yeah, right.
3. You're confused about how you feel, so you start convincing yourself that they're not right for you. 4. You swing from total obsession to feeling nothing for them and back again. 5. You feel so mentally exhausted that you self-sabotage by becoming distant and emotionally shutting down. Awareness of your patterns can help break the cycle. If you need some extra guidance, our How to Heal a Disorganized Attachment Style journal and workbook can help.
All right, right. A dating or lifestyle coach, health coach, like Coach Ryan. Good morning, Coach Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I've watched almost all your videos, and I feel like you should charge me at this point. But I've been fascinated by attachment styles because we all have them. Can you go into more detail about disorganized attachment style, how people develop it, and what can they do about it?
Sure. Well, disorganized attachment, as you heard in the clip there, is really somebody that has both an anxious, preoccupied, as well as a dismissive, avoidant attachment. Mm. And they don't just have one. They have both of the insecure attachments. And it generally comes from a combination of childhood emotional neglect and often a bit of chaos or maybe even trauma. It could be emotional abuse or it could even be physical abuse. And so they develop the anxious attachment, usually from the chaos or maybe the trauma. And then they develop the dismissive avoidant attachment from the emotional neglect, usually a household where they're not allowed to express their feelings, or even if they do, their feelings are reprimanded or punished. You know, go be sad in your room. We don't want to see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as we've been going through these different attachment styles, what is, first of all of us as parents, we're all parents on the show. We're like, are we screwing our kids up here?
Yeah, because that's how it feels.
I know.
And then also, when does it, like, is there like an age, the critical ages where the attachment styles are formed? Is it early childhood or in like what ages?
It's accumulation. Early childhood years are going to be the most formative, but the adult brain really doesn't form until age 25. So your attachment style is forming and forming and forming. And actually teenage years are very formative too. But it really gets kind of locked in by the time you're 25, but it can be changed if you work on it. You can heal it and become secure at any point in life.
All right, so because Jason was saying he was yelling at his son playing pickleball, and we're like, oh, it's fine, because...
No, I wasn't saying it's fine.
No, I'm saying, well, not fine, but we're saying, well, he's probably locked in with his attachment style, but it sounds like that's not the case because he's 17.
Yeah, I've tried twice, though. I said, you know what, I'm going to try better the next time, and the next time was worse. But he played worse.
That doesn't help.
I know.
You throwing that in there. Do you have any words of comfort for parents who feel like we're screwing it up, or like maybe words of comfort that we're not going to screw it up?
And like what we can do?
Well, first of all, everybody makes mistakes. I'm a parent too. And despite doing this for a living, I'm pretty sure I make the occasional mistake with the kids.
Okay.
But in reality, if you're there for your kids, if you are emotionally present with them, you show up for them, you're supportive of them when they're going through any kind of stress or problem or sadness, and you're not abusive, right? I mean, you're not physically abusing them. You're not verbally abusive. And there's obviously a big difference between getting frustrated at them, getting mad at them, and being abusive. If you're not abusive and you're there for them, they're going to come out okay. Now, if there's obviously physical or severe emotional abuse, or if you just neglect them, you're not there, you you ignore them, you tell them to suck it up, and you never allow them to express their feelings, uh-oh, well, then, yeah, then that's when they're going to develop issues.
Yeah.
Okay, Jason just got a little worried when you tell them to suck it up.
That did not help him.
All right. Well,
help me, though.
Help some other people.
Yeah.
Since we have you on the phone, Coach Ryan, he's on TikTok as Coach Ryan. He has millions of views, and I follow him, and he has so many different videos that are very helpful, and it's free. You know, I mean, he does one-on-one counseling, but that part's free, at least. Can we go back to, because Jason scored as avoidant, I don't know if score is the right term, but came out as avoidant in his test, the quiz, mm-hmm, that we took.
Mm-hmm.
And can you go through that a little bit for people that may have missed it?
Yeah, avoidant attachment is actually the most common attachment style out there now. And it really comes from parents that didn't really nurture the kid emotionally the way they needed. It doesn't mean abuse. And I mean, the majority, not all, but the majority of people that are just simply avoidant weren't abused as kids, but a lot of them were latchkey kids. They showed up, parents are always working. And then when the parents were there, they were kind of emotionally detached. Often parents, maybe one or both, was an alcoholic. And just really parents that aren't present with the kids. You know, they go through the motions. They make them food. They make sure they're bathed and dressed, but not much beyond that.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to get too far into Jason's situation because you scored avoidant with your mom's part of the test.
Well, I mean, I think that's what it's because my dad, I felt very secure. My dad, I mean, he did work a lot, but he was there and very, mm-hmm, very secure. It's kind of odd.
This makes me sad.
It ends up resulting in a person that just feels like they, you know, they don't like to get too vulnerable or like to get too close to anybody as an adult. And when a relationship is getting close and intimate, they feel the urge to run away from it.
Which can be confusing because, you know, it's like the more they feel love, the more they push away. Is that right?
Like they don't deserve it?
That's right. Yes, it's like they don't deserve it, and then it's inevitable that the other person is going to figure out that they don't deserve it. So they push this person away as a way to protect themselves.
Mm. Yeah, got it.
All right, and then we also had anxious attachment style. And I like with my parents' score, I was in the secure. Overall, I scored secure. So did Katie, so did Matt on our, mm-hmm, show. Mm-hmm. But then when it came to like partnerships, I fall like kind of across the line in anxious attachment. For those that might be dealing with that.
Does it separate them? It separates.
I had an overall score of secure, but they, you know, they had that quadrant.
Yeah.
And it had my mom, okay, my dad was like deep in the secure box.
I see. I got to, mm-hmm, look at that.
And then it was like others, and it was still in the secure, but towards anxious. And then at least most probably recent few, you know, marriages, and I've been divorced and stuff, I'm more in the anxious side.
But you can take the quiz on our social media.
Yeah, it is posted there for you.
Yeah, attachmentproject.com. Mm-hmm. It's on our social media. So anxious, can you go over that real quick?
Sure. Anxious, we're not emotionally neglected typically as kids, but there could have been a bit of volatility sometimes in the household, maybe more arguing, and the kid ends up kind of a little bit walking on eggshells with the parents trying to manage them. So it sets the mindset as an adult that you have to manage the other person, you have to keep them happy, you kind of have to earn the love from them. And anxious attachment really gets exaggerated when in a relationship with a person who is avoidant, because the avoidant is pulling away and the anxious person is trying harder and harder to prevent that person from pulling away. And often people don't even realize they're anxious until they get into a relationship with a person who maybe is a bit emotionally walled off, and then the real anxiety comes out.
More with Coach Ryan about attachment styles, including going to ask him, can siblings raised all by the same parents have different attachment styles? That's next with Jared and Katie in the morning.